Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Like I'm doing something, do it in the grass.
The whole roller culture of the late 80s, 90s, because we used to play roller hockey even in Illinois. It was a different time. You know, white folks getting bored and grab their, you know, roller skates with those wheels on it and inline skates and playing hockey.
Roller
like,
blades.
What the hell is
Mine
this?
Mine was a short skateboard phase.
Yeah. My brother, dude, was so good at skateboard. He would go to, like, there used to be a skate park.
There's one over there in Raleigh now,
man. There's a good one over there.
Yes. Everybody's going to see white
it's
folks
amazing.
Over there on Austin
it's
thing.
Ridiculous.
My brother used to, like, go to those things and, like, do stuff. Like, he was, like, they knew him around. Like, how do you, you know, it makes no sense to me at all.
Houston High School's got one too. It's pretty good, but it's not like Raleigh. Raleigh, they upgraded.
Yeah, but
did you go out there? And
I've been out
one
there.
Time?
There are kids that go out there.
Brad, you hanging out there?
I don't hang out there. I just know about it because it's pretty good. It's nice.
I'm gonna tell you, it makes you do a little bit of double take because for those of us that
are we gonna
have
to put
a
conservatorship
a
on Brad, man?
Over by Liberty Bowl, there's
he's
another
hanging out
one too.
At the
it's pretty
skate
decent.
Parks.
Over there by that the Shelby County Schools behind Shelby County Schools, there's a decent park.
Man, got all the skate parks. No,
you
where
take Jake
at.
To the skate parks.
He's talked about them. We've the one over by the Shelby County Schools building. We've been to. I haven't done Raleigh with him, but
gotcha. I would stay far away from Raleigh.
No,
but that's
so Raleigh's on the personal. Come,
bro.
Man.
That thing over there looks good, and there's there are folks
Move on
over
back,
there every day.
Move on back then.
Yeah, it looks nice over there where the old Raleigh Mall was.
Move on back then, brother.
We good.
All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about his rankings from this morning, get his thoughts on Memphis nightclubs, all that and more. We get Jeff Cogg on here at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Baby, where did these be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Waking up in the crib, and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, Shawty, come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like
a Live Love Memphis Group of Remax experts looking to buy or sell your home. That's the team you need to get with. They got the keys. They know what it takes to get top dollar for your home. They know what upgrades are worth doing, which ones are not worth doing, and that matters. You don't want to be throwing money away if you don't have to. They're going to help you get top dollar for your home. They did it for Jay, did it for KT. The list goes on and on. They're one of the best in the country, not just Memphis in the Mid-South, but the country. Email them info@livelovememphis.com.
Or call them up like I did 2.5 years ago. Still grateful that I did, so grateful. and for how they've rocked with us since. 410-8818, again, 410-8818 is the number. You can ask for Jennifer Carstensen, may end up talking to April Darnell, whoever you talk to over at Live Love. Going to be just the person you need to. It's an expert group. They know what they're doing. Named one of the best in the country. That's not just us talking. That's real deal. And it's because of how well they know this market, which is changing. Market's changing every day. Jennifer will tell you that. She's on top of it as well. So she's going to know in terms of what that market's like, the most you're going to get for that home, and you're going to get the most. But you're only going to do that by getting with the right group. That's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Interesting story from Woj. We talked a lot about Ben Simmons coming into this week and just, you know, how we feel like his future in Philly is all but over, right? Adrian Wojnarowski has a story up at ESPN.com about how Rich Paul, who of course is his agent, met with Daryl Morey and general manager Elton Brand at the pre-draft combine, which, by the way, I'm hearing now Musa's not at this one. He's at a different one. But I'm hearing that Musa's stock is rising. That's what I'm hearing. So anybody have some thoughts about that? Well, Brad, we'll start with you. Any thoughts on Musa? Got that. Jason, any thoughts on Musa?
Better put him in there with Ben Simmons and have them both work on their free throws.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to play in this league
mm-hmm.
at a high level.
Yes. Yeah, so
Would y'all draft him late second round? Be honest.
Oh, hell no.
Musa Cissé, you in the draft in the late second?
What, you going to stash him and play him in G League the whole time?
Bro, enough. Man is 19 years old.
The only reason that, and I'm not hating on him. I hope he gets drafted, okay? So get that out in the open so you can calm down.
I've heard he's got to get.
Well done.
The only reason this is happening, Brad, is because.
I've heard he's got a guarantee.
He is an elite athlete for his size.
Metrics.
We have seen elite athletes in the NBA get to the NBA and not be able to play. Because why? Because they couldn't play basketball.
Right.
Remember what old Avery Johnson talked about, basketball?
Yes.
At some point, that's what it all goes back to. And Musa got to get the ball in the hoop, okay? Mm-hmm. Can't just be an athlete running around out there, John.
Well, there's plenty of athletes just running around out there in the NBA.
So it depends. Now, if I got a team like,
Capella's
say,
an athlete running around out there.
Say I got a million picks like OKC has and a bunch of young talent, and I want to take a – right? And I've got time because that's all I've got. Okay, I could see it.
Yes.
But if I'm a team that's any kind of way close, right, in a piece, a draft piece that can play right away, can help me – I'm not going to be looking at a Musa Cissé. You got to have time, sort of like the Spurs did for all those years, mm-hmm. for Musa Cissé to pan out on your roster, because that's going to be a minute, John.
Well, you a hater, dude. I mean, that's,
that has none. This has nothing to do. That is true facts.
But the idea, you wouldn't take dude with a late second round. Come on, bro. I mean, that's what you do in the late second round. You take flyers on guys who have potential from an athletic standpoint. I mean, he's 19 years old. Or 34. I mean, it just depends on who you ask.
And that matters. I think they believe he's 19 because about the athleticism at that age.
I would take Musa absolutely with a late second rounder. No questions asked. And some team will. I mean, there's just no way. There's no two ways around. I just wanted to share that with you because I knew it was going to particularly – it would be met with a real chafing.
I hope he goes to the league now, to be real honest with you. Here's what you won't hear. I hope he goes to the league now so it benefits Memphis mm-hmm. as opposed to him going back to another school
yes.
and then getting drafted, and his narrative
yes.
and the narrative of his people would be, well, we had to go to there
yes.
to get to the NBA. I hope it happens for Memphis so you can say James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa. You say James by 6 degrees, obviously played for Penny at East, all that.
Yep, I'll give you that.
Precious, and then you say Musa. Went to the league from Memphis. I mean, that'd be a good thing for him. I hope it happens to him now as opposed to him going to another college from Memphis's, looking at it through there.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. There's a take for you.
So in between.
That ain't hating on the young man.
In between Musa absolutely lighting it up at the G League Combine. Rich Paul and Daryl Morey and Elton Brand had a meeting about Ben Simmons. And basically Rich Paul went to him and said, you know, hey, do we need to work together to find a trade before the season starts? Is this where we're at? And it sounds like they said they're committed to keeping him as a central piece of their franchise.
Yeah, now the Docs already started trying to walk it back.
Now, is that because
they got a plan?
Is that really because they believe he's going to be a central part of their future? Or are they just trying to give themselves restore a little bit of leverage with
both.
Him because they don't want to just say, oh, we think Ben Simmons sucks. We want no parts of him. Otherwise, you get what the Rockets got back for James Harden, which was nothing, you know. And if James Harden commanded nothing, because they had no leverage, the Rockets had no leverage. So if you're the 76ers, you have to make sure you're telling a story of, we like him, we love him, we think he's going to come back better. You know, he's 24 years old, this, that, the other. Just the public perception of it. And I think that's why you're hearing stuff like this instead of, oh, no, we can't stand the guy. He has no future here.
Well, did you see what Stephen A. reported about it? That basically he's not a worker.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, and I think a lot of this probably goes back to that. That's what I was telling you coming in here, telling you about. And I realize I don't hold a player's youth career, his career as a when he was a prospect against him for his entire career, because players change. We know that. They mature. They become different guys. Trey Young's an example of that. Like, he's completely changed the way he's played under Nate McMillan. Like, that happens. But I saw a guy, Peach Jam, had been crowned, mm-hmm. a guy that was entitled. Like I told you, a guy that thought he's a finished product. He's pushing refs around, all that stuff. Not the kind of guy who it seems like would add to his game year after year. Now, like I said, you can't hold that picture of Ben Simmons against him now, but it doesn't sound to me like John much has changed.
Right.
If you're listening to Stephen A's reporting and the guy, the people he's talking to that are close to Ben Simmons, that it's not so much about adding something to your game. It's more about, I'm dominant the way I am, and I don't need to do that.
That's right.
And that attitude is going to keep him in the spot that he's in. So it would take a great deal of maturing. Now, a moment like you've had this past offseason, this postseason, might be the shakeup that Ben Simmons needs. You know, Doc's already tried to start walking him back, saying, you know, we got a plan to fix him, that kind of thing. So you're right. Some of that is to try to restore some of his value that you seemingly shot down yourself when you say, I don't know if you can win a title with Ben Simmons. Some of it's that, but the other part of it too is that you have to be ready to welcome him back in the
correct,
very realistic chance that what you like in terms of what you can get back for him isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you're, so you might be better off with him as opposed to whatever you might get in a trade for him, because you have,
yep.
whether you want to say it or not, you have hurt in terms of his value.
Yeah, you have.
Trade value, all that, having it out there the way it is.
But
also,
he's
hurt it as more than anybody else because of the liability he was for them in the playoffs.
I just don't know how much of an upgrade C.J. McCollum is, right? Like, if he's the guy that gets traded back to Philly, I mean, how much of a better player? I mean, offensively, yes. But Ben Simmons does do a hell of a lot on the defensive end.
Well,
like,
you're talking about a big drop off defensively.
No doubt.
Losing Ben and going to a CJ McCollum.
Yeah. So, like, there is a
huge drop off.
But, you may just feel like, look, we need to upgrade that desperately offensively. And if that's the case, then so be it.
I mean, again, I've just told one of the other reasons that Atlanta got past them is because of how poor a defender Seth Curry is.
Yeah.
And you got to have Seth out there for what he gives you offensively. But Kevin Huerter was tearing him up. A
right.
young guy like Kevin Huerter said, "Oh, we're headhunting."
But let me ask you
Seth.
This: how great is Atlanta defensively?
So you're gonna put C.J. McCollum out there too? Like that doesn't necessarily work,
right?
If you're gonna have Seth in the fold, you better be packaging them
Seth
all
ain't
up.
Going nowhere.
And either way, you're still defensively, you're gonna drop down,
but
losing a Ben Simmons.
How great is Atlanta defensively? They're not a great defensive team. I mean, they have Capella, you know. But, and I guess if you want to say John, but you don't think of anybody on that team as a lockdown defender.
Well,
Gallinari can't guard. Trey Young can't guard. Kevin Huerter can't guard.
It's not so much defending one-on-one as it is having an ability to keep possessions alive, right? Off rebounding, that kind of thing, or closing out defensive possessions, and they got that. Let's be between both of them were in double digits last night in rebounds, Collins and Capella.
Right.
Like, they're athletic enough to close off a defensive possession by getting the rebound. Like, you have to have those guys. I get what you're saying. It's not a great group of one-on-one defenders, but when it's time to get a stop, they're capable enough because, why? That other team doesn't get 3, 4, 5 chances when you've got Capella and John Collins rebounding certainly the way they were doing last night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you. They're not standouts, but it's good enough. And Nate McMillan has instilled that. You know, that sort of, Trey, you're going to have to play some defense. You're going to have to try to get in front of guys rather than us just thinking we can outscore everybody and shoot from 35 feet on everybody and go out there and beat them. They've been a better defensive team under Nate McMillan, and it's done more by the sum of the parts as opposed to great one-on-one defenders.
Very true.
They can get stops. They can, more importantly, they keep it to one one shot.
Yeah.
That's what they're decent at.
We'll get into all this with Jeff Calkins, get his thoughts on Memphis nightclubs and more on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Who they want?
Who they want? Who they want? It's about that time in Memphis, Tennessee. Jeff Calkins. I amuse myself, man. You have to forgive me. Jeff Calkins is the sports columnist. He writes about everything over the Daily Memphian. Catch him from 9 to 11 on 90 Turn FM ESPN. He joins us every Thursday or other times, but today it's Thursday. He joins us now. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, man. How are y'all?
Everything is good. So let's just say in an alternate world, right?
Yeah.
You weren't, beholden to, businesses that may advertise with you, and that you were just a free man, right? And you were just free to share your opinion.
Yeah.
You did a deal on your show today where you talked about the best dishes in Memphis, and nobody is more qualified to talk about this subject than Jennifer Biggs, but you're right behind her. So if you weren't beholden to all of those relationships and connections, what would have been your number one answer, honestly?
Well, first of all, we didn't rank anything. We did it just top five. And
that's a ranking.
But we didn't rank them in order. So we didn't have a number one. I didn't have a number one, number two, number three, number four.
Okay, that's fine.
I had a number. And I've now, by the way, discussed this with my son Peter over lunch. We were discussing it as well. So I have some of his votes. And by the way, speaking of commerce, the Topps cheeseburger made an appearance because it was one of Jeffrey's top five things to eat. And what happens here was
Jeffrey is brilliant.
Is it a dish like when it's a when it's an apple fritter? One of mine was the apple fritter from Gibson's. It's just a thing to eat in Memphis, right? A top five things to eat in Memphis. And what we discovered was we didn't go for the fanciest, filet or anything like that from somewhere. We went for stuff that we ate all the time, stuff that's in our normal. If we moved away for 10 years and came back, and the guy couldn't wait to have one of these.
Right.
And so my list was untainted by commerce because I said, let's see, what did I say? I said the chicken tikka masala from India Palace, although I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's just great chicken tikka masala. I love chicken tikka masala. I happen to get it a lot from India Palace. You could get it from Curry Bowl on Hacks Cross, just as delicious. So that would be one. The apple fritter from Gibson's, which is much better than the basic glazed. It's a fantastic donut. That was in there. That was two. The buffalo chicken pizza from Memphis Pizza Cafe was in there. That was three. None of these do I endorse, except for personally. They have my personal endorsement.
Of course.
The poutine from Hog and Hominy, although Hog and Hominy's burned down, but they're going to open it again. That was there. And then the only one that was anyone but related to anyone I advertised for is the fried oysters from Bounty on Broad. And I was talking about those fried oysters and Bounty on Broad well before Bounty on Broad came aboard the show, just as Jason has loved the Topps cheeseburger well before Topps was affiliated with you. I'm not a sellout like that, John. I wouldn't do that. So those were mine. But I could have gone Gus's Fried Chicken. Could have gone in there. I like a piece of chicken from Gus's Fried Chicken. There are other things. I could have gone Jerry's Snow Cones, the basic cherry. Jerry's Snow Cone could have been one. There are others. I mean, when we discussed with Peter and I, we were discussing, like, are we taking chains? Are we including chains or not including chains, right? And then the simple question is if chains are allowed, would the chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A be on there? Like things to eat in Memphis would be that one of the top five?
Things to eat anywhere.
No, I said if chains were allowed, would you include that?
Probably not, because it's Chick-fil-A.
Let me just think. What I know of you is you would include the chicken fingers or tenders from Brookhaven. I don't know anything else you eat.
He
I'll
knows
be honest.
You will. You know him well, though, Jeff.
In fact, did you guys go to Brookhaven yesterday?
Yes, actually, we did. What, do you get, like, alerts or something?
I bet you all got the chicken tenders.
Sound like there's a snitch in our
midst. I bet you're so big on the chicken tenders, you all got... Did you all get the chicken tenders?
I got the chicken tenders.
Jason?
Yes.
Chicken tenders?
Because that's what you get from Brookhaven.
You can get like the tiger blue chips.
It was a show meeting, and it sounds like you've heard all the details.
I'm sure his third ear, a.k.a. John Martin, told him everything that happened.
I just know that that's what you get at Brookhaven, and I know that's the only thing. I literally don't know anything else that John eats other than the chicken tenders from Brookhaven. Like, what else would be on your list, John?
Chicken.
Chicken tenders from everywhere.
Yeah,
ketchup from everywhere.
I need to go on a chicken tender tour. That's what I need to do. I want to go on a chicken tender tour of Memphis, Tennessee. Point me to your best tendies. Okay,
you're about to be 30, bro. It's time.
What
to
does that mean?
Adult up.
You grow out of chicken tenders?
Now go find you some dishes.
The chicken tenders are what you give your 12-year-old who
Thank
doesn't
you.
Eat anything.
No way. Y'all exactly. all got chicken what, tenders what, yesterday, what, bro.
Because
we
were at Brookhaven,
about?
You want chicken tenders everywhere you go.
You act like it was the only thing on the menu.
No, it's the best thing they do.
Now I will say Jeffrey had Jeffrey, in addition to the Topps burger, he went spinach dip at Huey's. Young Avenue, he liked the Philly cheesesteak from Young Avenue. He liked the All-Star Wings. Is that the name of it? Some wing... seasoned wings from somewhere that I'm not familiar with. I forgot. Oh, and then the sausage cheese plate from the Rendezvous.
Oh, that's right.
That's what he went with. That's what he went with.
Complete assault today on the tenders, though. I mean, I feel like this is totally unwarranted.
Do you do it with honey mustard?
I'd get them at Brookhaven. I got them tossed in buffalo sauce.
Oh, you get them tossed?
Get them tossed, yep.
As adult
anyway,
as
I don't. I'm not anti.
I hit
like
him with a fork.
Tender.
You know what I'm saying? It was classy.
You eat him with a fork.
It was a classy
That's
situation.
Great. You get your little napkin out and put it on your, and then take out your knife and fork. And
he only did that because he saw a man. He saw me doing that, so he decided I'm gonna eat like a man today.
Stop.
Yeah.
But
usually eats him with his fingers.
That is my next goal. My next professional goal is to go on like the whatever you people say are the best five chicken tender spots. That's what I'm gonna do.
What else do you? What seriously? What else do you eat in life? What do you ever order out, John?
I mean, I'm like proteins, man. You know what I'm saying? Like ham, cheeseburger,
like steak, chicken, yeah, burger.
You know, chicken. Absolutely.
You said you go to Tzatziki's now, don't you?
I go to
Tzatziki's.
Tzatziki's. I get the grilled chicken roll up, man. Oh my god!
More
I'm telling you, that's one of the and it's a chain, I think. But
funny,
that's one
I
of the
actually
best
went to Tzatziki's because I heard you talking about it.
Yeah. See.
And I had a
influencer.
You are an influencer. I had a hero. Well, I'm easily influenced like that. If someone says you got to have this, I'm like, okay. Well, they said so.
Well,
I'm
to be clear, I didn't say that. You just asked me what I had for dinner that night.
I know, but you made it sound good. And but I didn't get. I forgot. I was actually going to text you and ask, well, what is it you get here? And I had a hero there, and it was good.
Yeah.
I think it's a solid hero, but it's not a great hero. I'll be honest. It's not. It was perfectly fine. I was next to Kroger. Perfectly delicious, but not a particularly distinguished hero.
Yeah,
but listen, for you, given that all you've eaten is Jack and Tenders your whole life, probably anything is like, whoa, what's this happen? What's this taste experience?
I don't even know what the most. I don't even know what the most exotic thing I've ever eaten is.
Experience.
Like, have you eaten Chinese food? Have you ever Chinese food?
Chicken teriyaki.
Okay.
You need to branch out, bro.
And I eat it without the rice. I just eat the chicken without the rice.
Actually,
you've never had Indian food. You should go to someday. You should go to
Jason,
curry bowl with
Jason
me.
Is judging me so hard right now for only eating chicken. Although
I don't think John's ever eaten like a man.
I do like steak though. I do like steak. I like steak. You know what I'm saying? Mashed potatoes.
Do you like pasta? How about something as basic as pasta? Do you a lasagna?
I mean, it's not like. I mean, it doesn't rock my world. But I've certainly had my mother-in-law is full-blood Italian, so I've certainly had lots of pasta in my day. It's fine. It's not like, but it ain't no chicken Alfredo.
No, it's not like chicken parm. Like, that's what you
chicken
get.
Chicken parm. Yeah.
You like chicken parm, you just hold the cheese and the red sauce, please. I'll just have that. The chicken parm without the cheese and the red sauce or anything.
Yeah,
basically, chicken tenders Italian
style. I don't like eggs. I don't enjoy eating eggs.
Any kind of egg?
Don't like eggs. You know,
I like boiled eggs, poached eggs.
Yeah, but if it's like an egg in the morning, like scrambled eggs, like I don't get that. I don't understand how people eat that stuff. There's no taste. And I've had,
I like an egg. I like an egg. I like an egg on a cheeseburger. I like an egg right there on a cheeseburger. Put an egg on it.
Yeah. I want some chicken tenders.
That seems perfectly reasonable. And I don't know that I've ever had the chicken tenders at Brookhaven. So I need to avail myself of that experience.
Reuben from Elwood's. The Reuben sandwich from Elwood's. It's fantastic.
Pretty much everything from Elwood's is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were ranking clubs. And in terms of ones you've attended, which one there at the top?
Clubs?
You? Yes, yes. Clubs that you go, social hangouts?
You know, like nightclubs, dude.
I don't
now,
think.
Have you ever been to a club in Memphis to
Platinum
hang out?
Platinum closed. I haven't, no. What?
Never.
So I don't think, what's the club? There was one day, it was like I'd just gotten divorced, and I was, what am I going to do now?
Here we go.
And I think it's the only time I've been to anything that would resemble a club. Mm-hmm. And it was the one that's like on Poplar before the viaduct that was there, Was that Senses?
Yes.
Senses.
So you went to Senses, bro?
This is what actually happened. I parked my car. This was probably, I've been divorced for 12 years. So it was, but I was still pretty, I was in my late 40s at this point.
Jesus.
And I parked my minivan in the parking lot of Senses. I don't know what night or what time or whatever. I was like, let's see what this other world is about. And I walked in and I did one lap and I walked out. And that's my entire experience in a club. Like that, I'm like, I do not belong.
What did you think
here.
Was supposed to happen?
What like, turned gonna, you off the most?
You're gonna walk in and be flocked with women? Like, what did you expect?
No,
to
I just knew that. I just knew that I didn't fit. I just knew that it was not my. I just knew that that was not for me. That's all. What are some clubs? I don't even know the names of clubs. What are some clubs?
Well, like Rayford is a club.
I've never been to Rayford's. I might have been to Rayford's early on when I got here, the previous Rayford's. I stepped into Rayford's briefly
When D. Rose and Joey Dorsey and all those dudes were getting in trouble at the Plush Club, you didn't interview the Plush
never
Club?
Never went to the Plush Club, but it was right there. I know where it was. Yeah, never went to the Plush Club. Not only if I've been to Rayford's, it was the old Rayford's, and it was only once, and I blocked it out. You know what? What would I do? What would I possibly do at a club? I mean, so I used to drink. I don't really drink now.
Yeah.
I even when I never really danced unless, you know,
right.
I just had to. Do you dance at Rayford's, John?
I try not to. I mean, I love Rayford's, but I try to avoid being there, if that makes sense.
So what else am I? What am I going to do at a club? What are some other clubs?
Well, currently, I mean, I'm about to be 30. Jason's 44. So
yeah, I mean, but you can go to a club when you're 30. I don't know if you know. I once walked through a club when I was 48.
Yeah, and you walked your ass right back out.
I just walked right in and walked right out.
I 152 closed, you know. So
did I go to 152? No, I never went to 152.
I think it's just I think Rayford is basically your best bet in Memphis now. I mean, I know there's some others, right? There are some others that I just
well, aren't there some like out on, you know, Winchester or wherever, you know, Knight Arnold or somewhere like that? Like, aren't there other clubs?
I'm certainly sure there are.
mean, well, how the hell are you ranking? Yeah,
it's given spot.
We rank all time, bro. We didn't rank current. Because there's only really a handful. Like,
even all time. What did you do besides Rayford's?
Oh, we had Jason had all of them actually, because Jason was a club rat.
Oh, were you, Jason? Really?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Back 616.
So what were all time?
616 on Marshall. Denim and Diamonds. I mean, there's a bunch of. But
man, be proud of it, brother. Don't try to whisper, man. Be proud of it.
What was Denim and Diamonds like? What was Denim and Diamonds like? Is it still there? It's still there, right?
No longer there.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, no. And it was like three clubs in one. Big, huge dance floors. Just think, you know, Saturday Night Fever, but you know, black folks in there, and you know that's what you got. That's what
Denim and Diamonds was. Largely black folks.
Oh yeah.
But we were trying to figure out.
You get a mixed crowd on that other side.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what was like the best, you know, mix, right, of black people and white people. You know, what was that club for? You know,
152 was a mix.
But even in the floors, there was some segregation though within those floors. Whether or not
it is so, you think clubs are like church, like sadly schools,
yes.
Like. So much in Memphis that there's black clubs and white.
Well, like
clubs.
What was interesting, like even at the University of Memphis, right, and in college,
generally true, Joe.
College is supposed to be this melting pot of, you know, different cultures and backgrounds and everything like that. No, mm-hmm. Even the Tiger Den was segregated. You know what I'm saying? That's where everybody ate lunch.
That is true of every college eating establishment that you go in, and there is. White tables and black tables. That's just that,
it was like the sections, though. I'm not talking about just the tables. I'm talking about the sections, bro. Like it was like, all right,
really?
All the white people were in this section. All the black people were in this section. Yeah,
isn't it amazing? I mean, why the hell is that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could. I mean, I understand. I suppose, like whatever you.
Oh no, I mean, I certainly do. I mean, but it
hang out with who you're comfortable with. I guess I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the way of the world. You know, it is. It's the way of the world. Anyway,
I think we just ended racism.
What?
I think we just ended racism right there in the middle of this segment.
I don't think we ended it. I don't think we ended it. But I do think that we can all come together around chicken tenders, right? Like
the Brookhaven.
Who doesn't look? Who doesn't like chicken tenders, right?
I mean, it's a universal. To me, I mean, it's impossible not to love chicken tenders, and it's just like it's so easy, and it's relatively even. You can, you know, Jason can even as he gets tenders, he can have tots. You know, I can have fries, and yet we still come together. You know, that's the major.
Is Rayford's mostly white? Rayford's mostly black.
My experience has been it's mostly white.
It's like touristy.
We're white people. Like, I'm going to go clubbing. Let's get drunk and go get wild.
New Rayford's is very mixed, I think. Old Rayford's is super white. New Rayford's is much more mixed.
But my experience was always, it was like the destination at the end of the night if you were a suburban downtown. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where you ended up. You know, you wanted to go play the drums at Rayford's. I didn't play the drums. I wasn't involved with that. But I have been there many a night. And it's cool. It's a great experience, but like you can't hear anything for the next 48 hours, you know. So that's why I just, you know, I try to get back home before it's Rayford's time in my old age. So, You should get down there, though. You should check it out at least one time, man. You can't call yourself a columnist in the city of Memphis and you've never even been to Rayford's. I mean, that's a joke.
No, you make a good point.
So we'll let you go. We'll let you get down there. I think they might.
Well, it's good to be on with you once again.
Yeah,
see ya.
Always thanks, enjoy. Jeff. Yep, he is Jeff Calkins. Read about the Daily Memphian. Listen to him every single
Jeff
day.
Going to census when trying to figure it all out. You know, is this for me? And that scene, how quick that must have
I give him credit for even considering
that
it was for him.
He tried it.
I mean, he did. He dipped. Did he pay a cover charge?
What and what part of the parking lot do you park your minivan? And
right.
like try and get out and
no doubt.
And not get made fun of.
Yeah, no,
like, you got to go into the darkest part of the parking lot.
That's right.
That's probably the first sign that he was in the wrong place, right? Because there were no other minivans in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's a hard day. There's no doubt.
All
right, thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining
us on
the show. We'll come back here on a Thursday, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
McCulley Roofing and Renovations. My man, our man, Chris McCulley. It can be difficult, especially now. Like, these insurance companies are getting stingier, Jason. These folks are getting stingy. So you need somebody, if you're replacing your roof, who's not only going to do it right, but can also make sure that it's covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Somebody that's got the experience dealing with these insurance companies, the veteran. Who can help you with that? He did that for me about a year ago. Got my entire roof covered, no cost to me, out of my pocket. It was amazing. I was stressed out about that. Did not have to stress out about it when Chris McCulley showed up. When he comes to your place, he'll tell you you got this, you got that, you got storm damage, you got a missed shingle, whatever the case may be. Make sure you tell him that you heard about him on the Jason and John show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
You have life too short to be stressed out, so get somebody that can take all the stress out of the situation. John Martin said, call him up, 487-7096. Take your worries away. Your worries will be a distant memory once you've called up Chris McCulley. Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most, that means they're good. Those five-star reviews over on Facebook, they'll tell you that too. Again, that number, 487-7096. You might not need a new roof. You might just have some missing shingles. You need that taken care of. They're the folks to call as well. McCulley Roofing and Renovations, you call them up. At 487-7096, it's McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
Of course, we have Chris Paul back tonight for the Phoenix Suns, by all indications. Chris Paul going to be making his return. Sounds like Brian Scalabrine does not believe it's going to be a sweep. You do not believe it's going to be a sweep.
And he said five, which is what I've said. So
right.
We still agree with you that Phoenix, the dominant team, clearly.
Yes.
I'll even say Bucks winning four in a row and making that a five game. At this point, with how well that the Hawks have been played on the road, 6-2 on the road in these playoffs, I don't know that one looks like it might go at least six,
mm-hmm.
if not more. Thought beginning of before that series started that this would okay. Well, this is where the Hawks run into a buzzsaw. Remember the Bucks have gotten over the big hump with the Nets, should be good for They're coming out there, and Trae Young's just absolutely giving it to them. And for the third straight series, they win game one. It's been truly impressive for a team this young, made mostly of young stars.
Yeah, it is official. Chris Haynes reports he will be in the starting lineup. Chris Paul.
Yeah, he might not get 29-9 like our boy Campaign did. But having him and right. sort of what he how he calms everybody else
down.
It'll
be a little bit of a downgrade from Cam, but I'm sure the Suns will find
down
a
from 29-9 Cam, yes. Well, yeah. Not so much 11-9 yeah. or whatever it was the game before that. He could do that.
NBA playoffs rolling on tonight. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Brian Scalabrine for joining us on the show. I was a little disappointed that he had not heard of Platinum Plus. I will tell you that. I was a little disappointed.
That let you down.
Because that was his era, man. Like, he got in the league in 2001. Like, that would have been prime Platinum Plus around then. But, you know.
He missed out.
It is what it is. He did. We all did. What was it? Too young for Nia Long? Too young for Nia Long. G9 and Driver up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station. 92.9 FM ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We are now Odyssey. So we're not any longer radio.com.
Correct.
Or internet.
Or internet.
We are Odyssey. Yep. Spelled like it sounds. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah, Odyssey.
92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.